Hey everybody, welcome to the pod, the podcast, the cast of the Taylor. In this episode, it is a fairly short one, about 10 minutes or so, a little bit less, and I just talk about how a friend of mine has somebody who I know is basically on his deathbed, and how I just kind of go into a little bit of detail about it and how, you know, you should take time to think about that for yourself and for those around you. And I start off with a message from Seneca, Letters from a Stoic, to start us off. So if you want to listen up, I appreciate it. Spread the word. And you can visit my website, tstutch.com, for any blog posts. And hopefully I'll be making that a worthwhile website to reach more in the future. tstutch.com, that's tstutch.com. Thank you. I'm going to read an excerpt from Letters from a Stoic, Seneca, his letter number 12. And in maybe the third paragraph down, it starts, "It's not very pleasant, though, you may say, to have death right before one's eyes. To this I would say firstly that death ought to be right here, or death ought to be right there, before the eyes of a young man, just as much as an old one. The order in which we each receive our summons is not determined by our precedence in the register. And secondly, that no one is so very old that it would be quite unnatural for him to hope for one more day. Every day, therefore, should be regulated as if it were the one that brings up the rear, the one that rounds out and completes our lives." So, the reason I'm reading this, a close friend of mine, his grandfather in his 70s, is on his deathbed of cancer. He's had cancer multiple times, and this is just the one that got him, basically. And I've known them for a while. I've known their family for a long time, and I've known the grandfather, and I've seen him over the years. And it's been very difficult to see the decline. But what's happening now is that basically he's allowing it to happen. Allowing the cancer to just do its job because things have gotten so out of control. And I find this as a interesting, it's an interesting scenario. For one, because I think that what he has chosen is a dignified path. Once you get to that stage in your life where he's at, you really can't do anything for yourself anymore. And just to try to prolong that state of basically, that's just to prolong your inability to do anything. I don't think there's any more dignity in that than saying, listen, it's my time to go and it's going to happen. And I can't imagine facing down the fact that you know your death is imminent, right? It's interesting because I've talked about this before, right? Going through the exercise in your mind as though, okay, maybe I won't die tomorrow, but what if I can only live for a week, right? What if I can only live for a few weeks or a month? And this is a real situation for this man, where it's in his mind. It's not as though it's like he's walking around today and then tomorrow he gets struck by a car. It's real, it's present every day, and he's in a lot of pain because the cancer's all over the place. And so it should be a reminder of, I mean, one, just how fast that can happen. He had such a fast decline. But the decision, I think, that he made to allow things to run their course because it was just too much, I think that's okay. I think that's a decision that I think that's interesting Because in, our way of thinking is that you wouldn't want to do that. But I've heard people say this before that, and I agree with it, that basically we're able to prolong life. We're able to prolong suffering beyond what was even imaginable back 100 years ago, for the entirety of human history, of human civilization, right? I mean, people, you weren't able to basically bring people back to life, several times before they died, even though they were in a vegetative state, and keep them going even though they didn't want to live, right? I mean, that stuff happens all the time. And his decision to just say, no, I'm going to go out, I'm going to go. This is my time to go. I think is a brave decision, and it's a decision that I think people are making every day. I'm sure that there are people dying of diseases, dying of old age every day who say, you know what, this is it, and are facing down their imminent non-existence. And the reason I read that passage is because it's just a reminder of how close it can be. I mean, this guy was literally walking around perfectly fine, with just, mild whatever issues he had over the years. But, once this cancer took hold, in about a month, he went from walking around fine, doing normal stuff, to completely bedridden, completely incapacitated. And so it's horrible to see, and it's great to see how a family can gather around and help somebody. And I went to go see him, and it's just you wish you could do more, but it should be a daily reminder that you could go. And here's the other thing: you could go, and it's not necessarily going to be this pain-free deal, right? Like I've talked about it before. I like to envision that whenever I die, it's going to be quick. It's going to be painless. Whatever happens, I'll get like hit by a car or shot with a gun or something, and it's just going to be done. It's going to be over. I'll fall off a building or something. I don't want that to happen, but you hope it'll be quick, and but there's no guarantee of that. And I've known people in my life who have said things like, "Oh, they just wish they would die," or "Oh, they don't give a shit about this or that because they're going to die anyway." And that kind of brings into this question that I'm talking about now is, you could end up just making yourself suffer for a very long time, right? And if you're going to suffer for a certain period of time, at least do what you can while you're here. Do what you can while you're here. And if that, I get it. I'm constantly trying to balance, I've said so before, the ambition of the future, the planning for the future, and the need to live life in the present. And I struggle with that all the time. This is a very new way of thinking for me, but it is, I think it's a good way of thinking, good way of going about things. because now I'm trying to get more shit done, but I'm not just trying to get it done out of this kind of vague thing for the future. I'm trying to get it done because I want to know that I'm trying something, right? That I'm engaging in the struggle. I'm engaging in creating something new or doing something new and interesting that can help me grow. So, this is just a little diatribe. I don't know what you call it. Get on my soapbox, but and also if you this should be a reminder to enjoy the time when you can, within reason, with the people that are close to you, the people you love, your family, who, especially those getting older, but as Seneca points out, and we should all recognize, it doesn't matter how old you are, your day, your number could be picked any day, any day. Just, do what you can, talk to the people you can, talk to the people you care about, because you just never know when they're not going to be here anymore, right? So, that's it. I guess I'd hope that wasn't depressing. Hope it was more hopeful. But remember that death for you or your family or people in your family could occur anytime. And it's not guaranteed that it's going to be a painless end. It could be very painful and full of suffering. And what are you doing now that can help you endure that? Right? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that shit is. But anyway, on that note, I hope everyone has a great weekend. Remember, live your life like you could die tomorrow. Do something meaningful. That's probably a good one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.